Hey, gang.
We got an exciting show for you today.
It's Love and Bloom. Let's see, what do we got? Let me tell you what's going on here. First of all, we got Jimmy Durante. I love Jimmy Durante. He's coming up in a few seconds on a CD player. I have something, a CD called I Hate Barney. All these Barney songs. They're very interesting. If you hate Barney, then you want to stay tuned for that. Wonderful group called The Foreman. Protest singers. Very clever material. Something from a Dr. Demento album put out on Rhino. Harry's going to be in very soon. Jimmy Durante.
Now once upon a time they sang the Bolio Do, but that was long ago. Then everybody started into boop boop a doop. They got tired of that, you know. Crosby, I'll give you $50 to show me that note in the music. Ba-dup, ba-dup. Show me ba-dup, ba-dup in the music.
Fair price.
Crosby is showing me the music. Too bad I can't read. But the tune for you and me. That obbligato was very unnecessary.
Well played.
Is that swinging symphony they calls it ink? A dinkity, a dinkadoo. Let me hear that again. Oh, what a crooning.
Ah, ink, a dinkadoo.
It's my number, Mr. Crosby.
Sorry, I was carried away.
Everybody wants to get into the act. You know, I went to the circus the other day. And I seen an elephant looking down at a little mouse. The elephant was saying to the mouse, look at the size of me and look at the size of you. Why, you're nothing but a wretched, insignificant little shrimp. The little mouse looked up at the elephant and said, listen, I've been sick. Why, sick means ink. A dink-a-dink, a dink-a-doo. Now ink. A dink-a-dink, a dink-a-doo. Let me hear that band. What a band, ink, a dinkity, a dinkadoo, a dinkity. Why, it's got the whole world spooning. You know, I was puttering around in my victory garden when I sees a little worm stick its head above the ground. It looked around and sees another little worm stick its head out of the ground. I eavesdrips. The first little worm says to the second little worm, how do you do? You're very pretty. I would like to marry you. And the second little worm says, don't be a dope. It's your other end. I sit and eat it. A dinkity, a dinkity.
It's on a CD called September Song that's put out on Natasha Imports. They're in Margaretville, New York, the listening area. Very nice material on here. 3, 6, 7, 8. No, I'm probably playing about 9 selections on that. I love Jimmy Durante. This is Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Chaney. And, oh, here's Ham. Hey, Hammond, come on over.
Hi, Steve. So, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just like you.
You are?
Yes, we're the same person.
Oh, so don't I forget. All right.
So, what's going on? I'm feeling a little awkward. I don't know. I think I got a cold coming on or something, but that's all right.
Wait, you got a cold coming on?
Yeah, I got a cold coming on.
That's great, Steve. Now you can try my elixir of life.
What's that?
Elixir of life. I happen to have it right here. Look, here it is.
Looks like a bottle of orange juice.
Oh, ye of little faith. This is no orange juice. No, siree, Bob. This is a miracle in a bottle. A remedy for all ills. A cure for what's keeping you down. Better than vitamins. Better than 10 doctors. A cure statue. A cure irritability. Also gets out grease spots.
It's orange juice, isn't it?
Well, it might have a little orange juice in it. Just for color. But it's my secret formula. All the other ingredients in it are known only to myself.
Oh, I see. You made this yourself.
Yes, sorry, Bob. You know, you sound like a snake oil salesman. Snake oil, what's that?
Snake oil is a term for idiotic cure-all remedies like this one. That, sir, is a bottle of snake oil.
It is not. No snakes in their oil went into the manufacture of this fine product.
Knowing you, I bet that's the only thing you left out. That in the kitchen sink.
You accusing me of making this in the kitchen sink?
Yes.
Okay, you're right, I did. But that's just it's like, oh, it's a, you know, full-scale production. Then we market this. We call it Harry's Elixir of Life. We go national, and boom, I'm a rich man.
You're not a man, young man. You're a dummy.
But a smart dummy.
I should have known. Another scheme to get rich quick.
It's better than getting poor fast.
Look, in the first place, have you even tried this product? Does it work? Is it sound medicine?
Sounds like medicine to me.
Oh, that'll get you FDA approval. Look, Harry. You can mix up some liquid and add orange juice and then try to foist it off on an unsuspecting public as a sovereign remedy for all ills.
Why not?
Because it's not nice.
All those products and all those shelves of the pharmacy, you think they got invented because the people who sell them wanted to be nice?
Well, yeah, what about aspirin? That's a very nice product. It cures headaches. It benefits mankind.
Big money maker, too. You never heard of Aspirin, the painkiller king? That guy was rolling in dough.
All right. Well, what about those little pads for the bunions on your feet? That's a nice product. I'm absolutely sure the inventor of those little pads had the greater good of humanity in mind when he made those.
Dr. Scholl? You should see him now. Fast cars, loose women. Or is it loose cars and fast women? Whatever. He's making a mint.
You are so mercenary. Look, Harry, it really doesn't matter at this point what your motivation is, because the difference between those guys and you is that they have a product that works. Aspirin works. Bunion pads work. Does Harry's Elixir of Life work? Huh? Does it?
I don't know. Isn't that what this routine is all about? I mean, we talk and talk and talk, and meanwhile all the listeners out there are sitting around tapping their fingers, waiting for you to drink the Elixir of Life. You're holding up the show, Johnny.
You mean I'm supposed to drink it?
Well, yeah. How else are we going to do this?
Why don't you drink it?
Me? I invented it. I can't drink it.
Why? Doesn't it taste good?
No, because... Did you ever see the movie Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
Oh, that's just great. Is this where the routine is going?
Look, all I'm saying is in that movie, Dr. Jekyll drank his own potion, which he invented himself. And look where it got him. He turned into a horrible monster. But maybe if he'd gotten his best friend to try it out first, none of that mess ever would have happened.
That's crazy. You're crazy.
Steve, how bad could it be? I'm not that smart. How could I possibly invent something really dangerous?
Well, maybe you're right. How bad could it be? At worst, I'll grow a wart. Okay, let's put on a recording, and maybe by the time we're finished, I'll be brave enough to try that stuff.
That's the spirit, Steve. And if you turn into a horrible monster, I promise to call the police and not let you hurt anyone.
Gee, thanks. Barney is a dinosaur.
He is?
Well, that's the recording we're going to hear now.
Barney is a dinosaur with no imagination. The kids all love him more and more, and this is my frustration. Barney's friends are just too small to know what real good taste is. When they grow up, they'll all look back with shame upon their faces. Barney is the hottest thing, and I can't comprehend how this could be happening. Ever heard of a purple dinosaur before? Ooh. Oh, Barney, sure a fact. You need to go on a diet, honey. I can't believe this popular.
That's Freda Payne sings the unauthorized I Hate Barney songbook. All these songs are simply her singing about how much she hates Barney. It's Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. Harry's trying to get me to drink this elixir of life that he's concocted.
So you're going to drink it or not? You're holding up the routine here.
I don't think so.
Stop goofing around. Of course you're going to drink it. You have to, for the good of the show.
I have to?
Of course. What else are we going to do for the next 15 minutes? Twiddle our thumbs?
Ooh, I like twiddling my thumbs. That's fun.
Stop twiddling. This is radio. You're not amusing anyone. And stop stalling. Just drink the elixir. You're starting to annoy everyone. You know that?
All right, all right. Jeez, the things I do for you. I take my life into my own hands.
Come on, just drink.
I'm drinking, I'm drinking. But if anything bad happens to me, so help me.
How bad could it be?
Hey, you know, this doesn't taste half bad.
and I bet you feel like a new man.
Well, not yet. Maybe I better have another glass.
Whoa, boy, come on. Remember, we're just testing this out.
This tastes great. I don't seem to be turning into a horrible monster after all.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, what?
Did you always have that wart on your nose?
What wart?
That wart. I never noticed it before.
Ooh, feels like a wart. Well, a little wart never hurt anyone.
Steve, it's as big as a grapefruit!
Oh, no. The elixir of life. It's giving me warts? Harry, I knew this drug was no good!
It's good if you need hair.
Why do you say that?
Because you're growing a pile of it all over your face and the back of your hands.
Oh, man, I don't believe this. Harry, I'm throwing this out. I'll be right back.
Hey, Steve, when you stand up, why are you humped over? Stand up straight.
What? I can't. Harry, wait. What's happening to me?
Your voice. Oh, no, Steve. You're turning into Mr. Hyde!
What do you mean?
You've never heard of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? Well, you're Dr. Charney and Mr. Hyde! Your face, it's changing into a horrible monster!
You little pipsqueak!
And your usually sweet, angelic disposition is metamorphosizing into a creature bent on destruction!
I'll wring your scruffy little neck!
Steve, get away from me! I'm your buddy, remember?
Oh, Steve, you little swine!
Get away from me! Get away from me!
Wow, what's all this trash around here? What are these CDs and records? What are they doing here?
You're hosting a children's show! Behave yourself!
Children? I hate children. I'll wring their scruffy little necks!
Don't say that! The boss will hear you and fire you!
The boss? I'll wring his scruffy little neck! Stop calling me Steve. I'll ring Steve's scruffy little neck.
But you're Steve.
I'm Steve. I'll ring my scruffy little neck.
He's doing it. He's ringing his own neck. I gotta do something. He's writhing on the floor in battle with his own good side. It's good against evil. I need an antidote before he smashes the whole studio up and strangles himself in the process.
Come here, you. Now I'm gonna wring your scruffy little neck.
Let me out of here! Let me out of here!
There's my back. Oh, here it is. This is gonna be fun.
Little Pedro and Juanita arrived this morning in Reseda on a special overnight delivery. They bubbled and they burbled and they flashed their brown eyes at us. We said check their little heartbeats and their immigration status. And if you should find they're here illegally,
gully,
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 send them back. Send them back. Give them one good whack and half an hour to pack.
Hand their cousins to the fuzz and stick them on a southbound bus.
Restrict immigration, give the country back to us.
Little Helga and her father came across the rolling water on a stormy day in 1923. And he labored as a carpenter so she could be a doctor. Now they convalesce together in the window where he rocked her. And their burdens on the state economy.
Nami,
Nami,
Nami.
Send them back, send them back. Give them one Big Mac and serum Ipecac.
On a steamer back to Bremerhaven, instantaneous.
Restrict immigration, give the country back to us.
Send the Finns back to Finland,
and the Russians further inland.
Send the Poles back to Poland,
and the Penguins to the Poles.
Any man with a tan should go back to Tanzania.
And Aegeans to Aegea,
and Koreans back to Seoul.
Well, Columbus found this nation had a native population who'd been living here since many years B.C. Descended from a people who were noble, brave, and daring, who'd migrated across the Bering, eating bits of frozen herring, and spread out across this continent from sea
to sea,
so peaceful and so free. Send them back,
send them back,
send them back,
send them back.
Put them on a trek Columbo couldn't track.
Let them count the steps to China on a friggin' abacus.
Restrict immigration and give this mighty nation back to us, squirrels.
Everything has been smashed. I just wish there was someone around to wring their scruffy little neck. What's this? Looks like orange juice. Maybe I'll drink it.
Don't touch that juice!
What do you want, you little pipsqueak? I'll wring your scruffy little neck.
No! Drink this!
What's that?
Ooh, it'll make you even more horrible. You'll be stronger and more wicked.
Oh, good. Give it here. It tastes awful. I like it.
I got you to drink the antidote.
What do you mean?
In a few seconds, you'll no longer be Mr. Hyde, but you'll be back to being Dr. Charney.
I don't know what you're talking about. Come here. You look like you have a nice neck.
Look, the wart on your nose, it's getting smaller.
I can't really see.
Well, that's true. It's hard to look at your nose. The hair on your knuckles is disappearing, too, and you're sitting up straighter.
What's happening to me?
Steve, you're coming back!
Hello? What's going on, man? Did I just black out for a second?
Oh, it was horrible, Steve. You turned into a Mr. Hyde!
Get out of here.
No, I'm serious.
Well, whatever happened, it really made me thirsty. Mind if I have some of this orange juice?
Don't drink that, Steve!
What? How you just knocked that out of my hand? That was terrible.
I just saved your life.
I'm going to have to wring your scruffy little neck.
Get away from me! Get away from me!
What is this song all about? Can't
That's Weird Al Yankovic, of course, doing a takeoff on Nirvana. You can get his CD, or you can get Dr. Demento's 25th anniversary collection, more of the greatest novelty records of all time. Oh, there are a lot on here. There are 36 different selections, and they're all over the board. Some really great ones, including ones you wouldn't think, like Christine Lavin, Sensitive New Age Guys, and They Might Be Giants, Particle Man. Even Trout Fishing is on here, which is a real kids group. But then they have other people, too, like Leonard Nimoy, Stevenson Gurdnick, Brownsville Station, Tom Lehrer. Nice collection of novelty records, if you're interested. This is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. I feel much better.
Well, it's about time, Steve. Good, Steve. I'm glad you're over that whole thing with the elixir of life. Forget it. I'm not going to make any more.
I don't remember a thing.
What do you mean you don't remember a thing?
I don't remember a thing. I have to take your word for it.
You have to take my word for it, huh?
Yeah.
Do you know that you have to buy me a mountain bike?
I have to buy you a mountain bike? Why is that?
Well, because, you know, I turned you into Mr. Hyde, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we made a bet right before I did that if I could do it, you'd have to buy me a bike.
Yeah, good luck. I don't owe you a bike. We never made a bet like that.
Yippee! Now you have to buy me a model airplane, too.
Why do I have to buy you a model airplane?
Because of our bet.
What bet?
The bet we made when we bet that I could turn you into Mr. Hyde with the orange juice. I bet you that you'd forget that we made the first bet, and you forgot, so I win the second bet, too.
You know, sometimes you can be a real dope.
Yes, yes, yes! Now you owe me a bike, a model airplane, and a trip to the amusement park of my choice.
What are you talking about?
Don't you remember, Steve? Oh, but of course you wouldn't. The bet we made after betting that you'd forget about the first bet we made about turning you into Mr. Hyde was that you'd insult me. First you'd forget the bet, then you'd insult me. You insulted me, I win the third bet.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Now you owe me a comic book, too.
Cut that out. All bets are off.
Uh-huh. So you admit to betting with me.
Listen, I bet you that if you're not out of here by the time I count to three, you're going to be spending the next 2 days in your trunk.
Hey, that isn't what you were supposed to say. The bet was that after saying you don't want to talk to me anymore about the bets, that I should go bother someone else.
One.
And now I lost the fourth bet.
Two.
So I have to buy you a subscription to the Funny Times.
You do?
Yippee! I don't have to anymore!
Why not?
Because I bet you that you'd forget that I had to buy you a subscription to the Funny Times after I lost.
Three.
I'm leaving! I'm leaving!
There are blues that you get from loneliness, and there are blues that you get from pain, and there are blues when you are lonely, for you're one and only. The blues you can never explain, and there are blues that you get from sleepless nights. Whoa, but the meanest blues that be, they're the blues that I've got on my mind. I mean the ones that are the meanest kind. They're the blues my loudest sweetie gives to me. Let's hear it now. Women when you see them going swimming and you haven't got a bathing suit yourself. And that blues you get much quicker when you're drinking lots of liquor and somebody goes and takes it off the shelf. And that blues you get when everything's in hot, but when your government doesn't, that's when you're not. And that blues you get from getting any tax cap fretting every time you hear the bumper jump a clock. And that blues you get from trying to keep your Uncle Bill from dying and he afterwards forgets you in his will. And that blues you get from kissing when you're walking with your missus and another baby shouts, hi, Bill! But the blues that make you hop and want to stop and take a chip. Yeah, the blues that want to make you go and end in the river. The blues of my not as sweet a gift to me. Oh, yeah, they're the blues my sweet a gift to me.
That was Jim Queskin. Man, I loved Jim Queskin when I was younger. Still do. A lot of great people in that band. Mel Lyman, Jeff Moldauer. Love Jeff. Maria Muldaur, who became quite well-known herself, had a number of hits. Bill Keith, Fritz Richmond, Bruno Wolf, Bob Siggins. Man, Jim Quest was great. Actually, got to see him just not that long ago. Okay, we're about done. Harry, I'm feeling not too bad. Good, Steve. I guess my antidote worked.
I guess it did.
Knock on Wood is produced at the Knock on Wood Studios in Woodstock, New York. The show's written and produced by me, Steve Charney. Today's episode was also written with Kelly Kenyon. SteveCharney.com has lots of videos of Harry and myself, as well as jokes, an email address, a sales page with CDs, DVDs, and books, info about our live stage shows, and lots more. And there are two ways that you can listen to previous Knock on Wood programs. If you visit WGXC.org, click on Archives and type in Knock on Wood, you can listen to previous programs. Or you can go to iTunes, type in my name, and download the podcasts. Okay, bye-bye, everyone.
That you can never quite recall.
Yeah, now let me see.